6:50 today, NASA, the headquarters in Washington, announcing some very startling news that at least 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting the same star have been discovered, and they could contain life. Dr. Kartik Sheth is with us. He's the program scientist in the astrophysics division at NASA. Dr. Sheth, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And these planets are 40 light years away. Is that far in space terms?
Well, depends on what context it is. If you look at our own Milky Way galaxy, to get to the center of our Milky Way, it would take us 25,000 years if you traveled at the speed of light, whereas this is kind of in our neighborhood. So it is actually a very nearby star.
So how long does it take to get to 40 light years away?
Well, if you were traveling, say, at the speed of a jet plane, uh-huh. it would still take you millions of years. If you were traveling at the speed of the space shuttle, it would probably still take you a million years. It's so far away.
A bit of a distance. Now the 7 planets, they're very close to each other, right?
They are. You know, this is a surprising finding, that they are all sort of spaced in some even way away from each other, all within what would be the orbit of Mercury in our solar system. But that particular star, TRAPPIST-1, is a much smaller star, only 1/10 the size and mass of our sun, and therefore it is much cooler. And having 7 Earth-like planets is just an incredible discovery. It means that not only are there 3 of them that are far enough from the star that there could be liquid water on the surface, but in fact, with the right atmospheric conditions, there could be liquid water on all 7.
Yeah. Is there any way to actually find out if there is or isn't?
So there will be, once we launch the James Webb Space Telescope in next year in October. And what it will do is it will try to understand what the atmosphere in these planets is made out of. And we should be able to tell whether there's things like water, methane, ozone. And that's going to be our first hint as to whether these planets are truly habitable or not.
Yeah. How far away is the telescope going to be from us then?
So the telescope, unlike the Hubble Space Telescope, it won't be orbiting the Earth. It will be roughly, I think it's a million miles away. It's at a point called Lagrangian 2 point. Mm-hmm. It's a stable point between us, the Moon, and the Sun.
And so how much visibility are we going to be able to see on these planets? What can we identify on them?
So that's a really good point. So somebody asked me in an earlier interview, why are we just finding such things now? And the reason is because we observed this with a telescope called the Spitzer Space Telescope, an infrared telescope, just like the James Webb Space Telescope will be. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of Spitzer is we were able to observe this star for 20 straight days, nearly continuously for 20 straight days. And every time one of these planets went by, there was a little dip in the light curve. And we saw 34 such dips. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't do that from the ground. If you have a telescope on the ground, you have to wait till it's nighttime so you can observe. If you use the Hubble Space Telescope, the planet gets in the way. Mm-hmm. So with James Webb Space Telescope, with TESS, with Kepler mission, with the Spitzer mission, we can really monitor some of these stars continuously, mm-hmm. and that's what we need to be able to tell what the configuration is of these star systems.
Talking to Dr. Kartik Sheth, NASA scientist, program scientist in the astrophysics division there. Do you think there's likely life on one of these planets?
Personally, I would love to think that there is. I think the universe has always surprised us. But I think what's amazing is to find 7 Earth-like planets and where water could exist on all of them, all of a sudden, you know, the possibilities are just endless. Before this time, we'd only found 2 or 3 Earth-like planets, and we weren't sure exactly what was going on. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is that these ultra-cool dwarfs or red dwarf stars are very common, much more common than our sun. Mm-hmm. And there are billions of them in the galaxy, and there are billions of galaxies. So my personal feeling is that, you know, there probably is life out there, and you know, we are on our way to discovering it.
Okay, but with the distances we're talking about, you said millions of years to even get to these areas. I mean, is there any chance we'll ever know? We'll be able to confirm physically in any way?
So That's a really good question. I mean, what we know is what we know from looking at our own planet, the Earth. And now people are trying to understand what would other planetary atmospheres be like, and given those atmospheres, could life exist? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole new area of research called astrobiology that is less than two decades old. And right now, our best information, best understanding is that if we see certain biosignatures, such as some combination of oxygen and methane in a planet's atmosphere, mm-hmm. then there are only two possibilities. Either life could give rise to it, or there could be some combination of volcanic activity. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, by finding these chemical fingerprints of what might be in the atmosphere, we hope to be able to tell definitively whether there might be life on there or not.
But we're not even talking about visually seeing anything, right? These are like calculations. You said that there's a light bending that was detected. So we're nowhere near being able to see anything, really see it, right?
No, it's hard to take a picture, right? We have two methods for trying to take a picture of a planet. Mm-hmm. And imagine you were looking at our own sun in the daytime, and you thought there was something next to the sun. You'd probably put your thumb out there to block out the light from the sun, so you could see something around there. We sort of do something like that with a technique called coronagraphy or star shades, but these technologies are just now being developed. Mm. And once they're developed, we will be able to take an image of a star, but even then it will really be unresolved. You know, it will be just a point of light. So we are a long ways from taking a picture like we see of our own planet from the moon.
I'm curious, with we're counting seven here, but with just how immense the universe is, could we be talking about hundreds or thousands of planets that could be Earth-like? Is that potentially?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Our best information today tells us that around every star there is at least one planet. And what's amazing now is we're trying to understand how many planets are there on average around different kinds of stars? I mean, there's at least one, but could there be two? Could there be five? Could there be seven? Yeah. This discovery, if it's typical, just multiplied our possibilities of Earth-like planets. So I think that's why this is so exciting to us, because it's such a great leap forward in what might be out there.
Now, as a scientist at NASA, when you hear people talking about extraterrestrials and having them even coming to our planet, what do you think when you hear these kinds of things?
Well, I think it's only normal. I mean, I grew up in India. One of the first shows I remember seeing was Star Trek, and that's what made me want to be an astronomer, to go out there and find new worlds and new civilizations. So I think it's just basic human curiosity.
Yeah, but with the actual knowledge of what space is like, is there any? Does it all just seem ridiculous to you, or how does it strike you, really?
No, absolutely not. I really believe that there is very likely life out there, but it's very unlikely that they have visited us, or that at least with our current technology, have any hope of visiting them, because things are so far away, mm-hmm. and we're limited by the speed of light. So I sort of feel that, you know, if and when we discover life, the best we would probably be able to do, in my own personal opinion, would be to try to communicate with it. Yeah. There is an ongoing project called SETI, and they have a very nice article on their webpage about different possibilities of life and how we might communicate with them, et cetera. But it's a long ways away. I do hope that before I die, that we will definitively be able to say that there's life on a planet. That would be fantastic.
Dr. Kartik Sheth, program scientist in the astrophysics department at NASA. Dr. Sheth, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
That is it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.